Okay, Rabosa. Okay. I gave out the packet Lamed Ches. So Lamed Ches, we will finally get to the case of Tzfat. If you want to see exactly what the case was, take a look on page 24 in the packet. The last paragraph, the tragic situation, is in Rav Bleich's article, Tradition. Rav Bleich writes, "The tragic situation of death and this decision is indeed heartbreaking. The case involved a 34-year-old woman. The couple married in 2002. 5 years after the marriage, the husband suffered trauma to his skull that caused severe cerebral damage, leaving him incapable of any form of communication. According to the newspaper reports, the injury was sustained in a motorcycle accident. During the ensuing 7-year period, there has been no improvement in his condition, and the medical specialists consulted agreed that in natural course of events, none can be contemplated." The Besdin correctly notes that the category of Shota includes not only persons suffering from mental disorders and severe developmental retardation, but also persons lacking at least minimal cognitive function. Page 25. A person in a permanent vegetative state, PVS, is certainly a Shota. The Besdin's decision is equivocal and even contradictory with regard to whether the patient in question is a permanent vegetative state, having no awareness of himself or his surroundings, or whether he is in a locked-in condition. The person who has an awareness of his surroundings and possibly even a high level of cognitive function, but is incapable of communicating his thoughts, perceptions, or desires in any way. So that was the case. The case, the person got into a motorcycle accident, and for the past many years was in a vegetative state, 7-year period. As Rabbi Bleich, if those that walked in can read it on page 24, the paragraph that begins the tragic situation, going over to page 25. So the Beis Din of Tzfat paskened that we can be mezakeh a get for this woman, even though obviously there's no shlichus here, and obviously this case is, as Rabbi Harari pointed out yesterday, there was no initiative given. Like in the case of the Rav Eliyahu Kolatskin's case, was that he appointed a shliach, and then the shliach died. So at least he showed he wanted to give a get. Here, obviously, you know, he got into this motorcycle accident, and he's not communicating, and so the question is: do we say the same? Can we apply the concept of, assuming that there is a concept of Zechiyah Begit, right? And we saw this concept of Zechiyah Begit in several places. We saw the Chasam Sofer explain that, you know, the concept of giving a get to a woman who's a Shota, when you have a Heter Me'a Marabonim and you mashlish the get, it's based on Zechiyah. Right, Rav Kratchin, That was the Rav, and we saw those ideas. Well, so it's interesting. There was a case prior to this in Haifa. Yes, this is the Tzfat case, but there was a case in Haifa that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach discusses on page 18. And the case was Be'uvda, the small lines there in the after the title. Be'nishlichas gilei das v'tikar beget, Be'uvda nishlich bezdin shal chefa, shenismana b'chutzlarts lios shlich l'holochas get u'meis pisal. In other words, apparently there was a shliach that was sent from Haifa he was appointed in the Chutzlarts to be a shliach to give a get for a woman. Apparently, obviously, the man and the woman were not in close proximity, so you needed they had a shliach to give the get, and then he died, the shliach. So the question is, and apparently the get had to be given right away, or else perhaps they wouldn't have been able to give it. Who knows what would have been in the future, and the woman is there. So could we just have another person become a shliach midin zechiyah? Not a shliach, but bin zi. Mochem igun, yochol, acher lasas atzmo kishlucho, blitein lo get, midin zachin lo adam shalom befanof. So again, we've discussed the concept of zchia from the perspective of is it real zchus? Is it ever a schus for a man to give a get? And in Shas we never find a concept of schia from the man, and presumably, as we saw yesterday in one of the sources, that because it's not a schus for a man to give a get. It's a schus for a woman to have a get in certain situations. But a man, it's not a schus because there's nothing for him to gain in that situation. For a woman, there's what to gain, and not for the men. So, if you take a look, you take your old seat. Okay. So now, I want to first talk about: is there a concept? Is there anything, in other words, if we could assume there is a schus for the man, like, would there be any halachic impediments in the process of get to say that even if it would be a schus, he still can't give it, unless he gives it himself or a shliach gives it?
I was going to say that, but I was going to say maybe there's a split on part of the woman in order to give it for the man, just because would we be able to apply the din of Tavamitam to Barmalam? Because since if he's like not there, not able to be, I guess, with her, then it's like she's alone,
Right. So it would be a schus for her. But a schus for her means that a husband has to give a get.
But that din wouldn't be enough of a proof or support to help, provide sikhiyah for the man?
Because it's not a schus for the man. You're saying any time it's a schus for the woman, it automatically should be a schus for the man.
Yeah.
because he would want her to be, he would want her to be taken care of. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that in a case where, say she, the husband's about to die, and then it's a case of, and she'll be have to go do Yibum, and she won't like that. So then he could write a get for her and give it to someone to, on behalf of the woman, even though that wasn't a shliach l'kabal, it was chia. But you never find that if he's not giving the get, that it goes on his chus of her, rebounds on him to be his chus for him. That's like a chiddush al gabe chiddush. Oh, so let's see one basic halacha in Hilchas Gittin. The Torah tells us on page 1 in Parshas Ki Seisei, Ki yikach ish isho v'ala v'yam lo simtso chen be'enav ki matzo va ervas dover. The chasav la sefer krisus v'nasen b'yada v'shulcha mi'beisa. So the Nosan La, so the Gemara says like this. Look at the Mishnah in Gittin and Ayin Ches and Ra'al from page 3. Amar La Kintzi Shtar Chov Zeh Oshem Matzosu Me'ochor V'kora Areyu Gita Einu Get. Words, if a man says to his wife, take this shtar chov. In other words, he doesn't tell her it's really a get. He says, take this shtar chov, this legal document that I have in my pocket. Go, don't take it. So she picks it up, she takes it out of his pocket, and lo and behold, it's a get. So the verse says, it's not a get. Because he has to say, hey gitech. He has to tell her that it's a get. So the Gemara says, look, Gemara, ki amar la hey gitech may have it. But understand, if he says, here, there's a get in my pocket, go take it out of my pocket. So, so would that be good? No. Why not? Have le tli gitech me al gabi karka. Va amar rava, tli gitech me al gabi karka lo amar klum. Whereas if you say to a woman, here, pick up the get, it's no good because you need a nesina. If you don't have a mice in nesina, then it's no good. See, my other areas of halacha, like we talked about, if you owe somebody money and you put the money on the table and you say, okay, you know, go pick it up. So you pay back your loan. There's no halacha you have to formally give the money. Yeah, here's on the table, go pick it up. It's fine. But by getting, there's a din that you need an asina. And flee di kech me'al by karka is no good. So the Gemara says you're right. Eima sheshalofel me'achorov. The oroch lechartse. In other words, the Gemara says that he moved it towards her. It's not like she just picked it up. He like did some movement to sort of put it in her hand. Like he moved it to her. It wasn't that he was passive and she just picked it out of the pocket. He you know, moved, made a maneuver and she got it from him. So it was in the scene. So the question that's raised, Reb Chaim Oizer and Achiezer raises this question on page 17. Is Mashaka? So I'm Mashaka to Lodum Mishum the Kavi the Zoch and the Shoter. The Holy Gravity Lita get Avuro, the Mokum the Schusulo, the Tanzoch and the Odom. So Chor, in other words, the person that Reb Chaim Oza was writing to was suggesting that if a person is a Shota, so maybe you can give a get on his behalf, even though he can't appoint a Shliach. In other words, he's saying that how could it possibly work to give a get? You see, if it's a person that theoretically could appoint a shliach, so then you could say the zchiyah is mitam shlichus. But if this person is a shota, he can't appoint a shliach, so he's not in the parsha of a shliach because he can't appoint a shliach. So then any zchiyah that's going to be on his behalf is not going to be b'tor shlichus, right? So if it's not going to be b'tor shlichus, so where's the nesina? See, if you appoint a shliach, so his nesina is like your nesina. But if there's no shlichus and the zchi is not working b'tam shlichus, so then there's no mais in nesina, right? And then it shouldn't be good. Right, so Tosis and Ksubis, that was the Tosis and Ger Katan. So Ger Katan, Tosis discusses if Zechi is mitam shlichus, so how does it work for a ger katan? So one answer is that it only works mid rabbanim. But another thing Tosa says is that when it's a zchus gomor, then it's working. Here, Tosa says, "Was it Tosa?" Here, he says. In other words, normally a cotton doesn't have the ability of shlichus. Right? Yeah, I'm sure famous Tosfos in Ksubos that discusses is Ger Katan a Din D'oraisa, is a Din D'rabbanan. So he says, Hachas Chus Gomer Hu Yesh Lo Shlichus. The Talmud, Kol Kachom, Tot Kevin, the Bolis Kai Chashvim, like Yisrael, Kod Lamagad, the Zchiyah, Havi Mitam Shlichus, Ve'im Shlichus, Ve'na Torah. So he says that if it's chus gomer, even a cotton has shlichus. So it's chus gomer. So v'meila the zchiyah is mitam shlichus. That's what Tosa says. Kachal zekame dukhemu mekame rishon v'umi d'vred negam the cotton zchiyah mitam shlichus el chus gomer more meredim mitam shlichus avshayim bo shlichus sarit varim kei gam shota kenu zchiyah mitam shlichus.
The skier in the time field, 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 the sk So then, what's the idea that if it's a schus gomor, then the shlichus for a cotton, the shlichus for a shota, and then the zchiyah is mitam shlichus, and then you have a nesina. So I guess you're going to have to say what Chaim Zoos is saying is that. Like Rabbi Harari said, if Zchi is not mitam shlichus, Rabbi Harari is quoting Rabbi Shach for another reason, but Lachari shouldn't be able to work. So it could only be in a scene of Zchi is mitam shlichus. Now, so how do you do it for a cotton that is not shlichus? So you have to say that those sheep is that whenever it's a schus gomer, then you can have shlichus for a cotton. And Mamela, then you could have a zchiya mitam shlichus. Right? So Mamela, if you want to be mezake a get for a shota or for a person who is in a vegetative state, so then it has to work within shlichus. So then if it's working within shlichus, it's because it's a zchus gomer. Yeah. Right. So Lachora, all those questions that you said Rav Shechter asked that it only works because in other words, we got everyone on the side of Shlichus. That's the key. To get everyone on the side of Shlichus. And Mimela, then you have to say now why is it a schus for this person to. Why is it a schus gomer? Why is it a schus gomer? So if you say like Josh basically was saying that it's a schus gomer because he doesn't want to leave his wife in a state of limbo. So in a case where he...
It's a schus
for her. It's a schus for her. But... Right. Well, what Josh was saying is that could we somehow flip it on him? What?
You may want something that's objective schos, unless you say schos is dependent on the variable of what the husband wants, but since he's in a vegetative state, and that would be impossible, and that would be irrelevant anyways. Because if you say something is objective, then you need to create rules of what would be.
Wait, well, what about the case of Chaim Moyser? So, he's still losing a life. But he's still entertaining the possibility that it could be called a... Right? See, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Milcha Shlomo he asked this question on page 20. He says on the third line, on the right side, "Is al sovrim the zchiyah lav mitam shlichus and the heat nami diyicholim shapir gam lahaknus midin zchiyah and the menon luchadei shagam maisa hanesina shalavzake chashiv ma'amish kinesina sabal." But in other words, zchiyah mitam shlichus, zchiyah lav mitam shlichus cannot create a maisa nesina, because zchiyah means you can do it on his behalf, but it's not like you're doing it. Shlichus means whatever he does, it's like I did it. So if you need to do a maisa nesina, so that if you appointed a shliach, so his nesina is your nesina, right? His nesina is your nesina. But if zchi is lamitam shlichus, it just means he can do it for you, but that means he's doing it for you. But it's not like you did it. He can do it. He can work on your behalf, right? But then there's no nesina. So the only way to get out of this is what
Rav Chaim Oizer saying, based on the Tosfos and Ksubos, to say that in certain cases, when there's a schus gomor, that everyone agrees that there's a din shlichus for a carton or for a shota, and therefore the zchia will be mitam shlichus. So you're gonna have to say that it's zchia mitam shlichus. So, and the only way to say zich, so if you hold that zchia is mitam shlichus, fine. But if you hold normally zchia is la mitam shlichus, it would work. So you have to say that in certain cases, even the zchia, people who hold zchia la mitam shlichus would agree. Namely, when it's a zchus gomer. When it's a zchus gomer, Tosfos and Yud Aleph says that they agree that it's mitam shlichus. When it's a zchus gomer. So the question is, I'm a chachash as chus gomer who knows yesh lo shlichus. So why is this chus gomer? It's a chus gomer because he's not getting anything from the marriage, and she's not getting, you know, it's a non-functioning, it's not just that they don't get along, it's, he's not functioning as a human being. So, right. So, you could still say she's Meshubat, but right, that's what the Chazanish is going to say, that, you know, isn't it still, you know, she takes care of him, she's still have to take care of her husband, it's her husband still. Unless you say some type of svara that, in other words, the same idea, like, see, Rav Elio Kolatskin, his chus gomer was that he forfeited his rights for the woman to take care of him, because he didn't come back, if he's still alive, he didn't come back. So there's no chus to him to be married. So it's a chus gomer for him to have her divorced from him. So I guess, it's a chiddush, but to say that it's a chus gomer for a person who is in that state not to be married. Is that true? Is that a chus gomer? What do you say? Is this a chus gomer for... Well, in the Rav Elio Kolatskin case, why is it a chus?
Yeah,
I don't know. The
story thing is
neutral. He had something and he's losing it. He's gaining. She's gaining. She's gaining.
Right.
Right. But in his case, he called it. He said you could do zchi in that case.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just trying to understand his svara. What's it? So it must be that in that situation it's also called a zchus gomer for him, that maybe it's a chiddush, but maybe you have to say such a thing. Yeah, what do you think?
Perhaps you can make the argument. Maybe I'm wrong because the two statuses are compared together, the child versus, you know, someone who's mentally not capable. That the child is still able to communicate what he wants to be done. In that case, the child still, you know, he says what he wants, I don't want to be married to her, and then he gets however that really works. In that case, he's not even able to communicate for whatever reason, whether he's in a vegetative state or he's in a coma, and he has cognitive function, but he can't communicate. state, perhaps you cannot, you can make the argument that those two cases are not comparable just for that reason.
Which two cases?
The case that was comparing between the child getting a divorce versus someone who's in a vegetative state potentially getting a divorce. Because in one case he's able to communicate his rights on his will. Correct, but he's still able, but in that case we were able to, you can make the argument that he's still able to communicate.
It's not meaningful, it's not
meaningful. In that case it was meaningful enough. But
yeah, in other words,
in that case, that's not into consideration.
Right, because the point being over here is that Tzchiyim, in other words, forget, it has to work b'din shlichus. Because then you don't have a mice in the Sina if it doesn't work b'din shlichus. Right? Because for shlichus, the end of Sina is your end of Sina. But if it's just Tzchiyim, la'amitam shlichus should never work for get, because where's the mice in the Sina? Okay. So the next part,
this was covered just that there's no negative, not that there's necessarily
right. Right. That's what Rabbi Harris says. Chus Gomer means there's no negative. So there's no negative thing for him here. Because he's losing a wife, but what does a wife mean to him at this point?
Nothing.
Right. So that's Rabbi Harari saying. Maybe you have to define it's Chus Gomer meaning when there's no negative. Not that there's necessarily positive, but there's no negative, that's his Chus Gomer. But I guess someone else could take care. And how much could she really take care of him? Well, we're going to see. The Chazanish has that comment, I think, about taking care. But I guess the Shita would hold that because you can't look at it from her perspective. You have to look at it from his perspective. And the schus for him, as Rabbi Harari points out, doesn't mean what we normally think it's a positive thing for him, as long as there's no negative. Normally, to lose a wife is a negative thing. You lost your wife. But as long as... Right. Good until proven non-good. Everything is good unless there's no good. So you start off everything being good.
Is that how
you define success? Yeah. That's what Rabbi Harari pointed out. Was he being a Jew?
Yeah.
Right, but he's saying over here, you could say that as long as there's no chov, then it's a schus. And therefore, the reason they were able to be mezakeh to get was because it's a schus gomer, and it's a schus gomer, it works within shlichus. If it works with the shlichus, then when the Bezdin gives the get on behalf of this fellow in the vegetative stage, then it's considered a mice in the Sina. It's as if he did it, because it's working with the shlichus. There's no shlichus for a cotton, for a shota, but the Tosa says when it's schus gomer, there is, and therefore the shlichus, the tzchi is going to work with the shlichus. So, but that's the sticky point. Of is it the schus gomer? But I think Rabbi Harari is right that the schus gomer is defined from that anything that there's no negative component. Normally, you lose a wife, even though you don't get along with her so much, but there's still some positive components to that. So then that's called it's not a schus gomer. So. Okay, the next part of this discussion, is the other part of the packet, is the question of do we say that if a person would have known that his husband would have, like the Kiddush HaTos type of discussion, the person would have known that his husband, the husband would have ended up being like this, they would never have wanted to marry such a man that... two, 3 years into the marriage, they're going to be. If they would have known that, they would have never. So that's the other. That's the next part of the discussion, of sort of like a kedusha toast part of the discussion, and that Bez Hashem is the sugi of Bava Kama on page 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 5 through. 16. And there's a shem that you should focus on tomorrow, page 5 through page 16, which is another aspect as Rav Leifer points out to this discussion. Thank you.